Brian.
Hi.
It's really early.
I know. This is really the only way we can get up there without being stuck in traffic for an hour, though.
You know, I think you're getting progressively like my dad, who would go, you know what, there's no traffic at 3 a.m.
Hey, shit, we should have gone at 3 a.m. because there's going to be traffic at
3 a.m.
at 8. But I figured, hey, let's have breakfast up there and, you know, yeah.
The breakfast would be good.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Didn't give me much warning. You were like, hey, it's go time.
Yes, it is go time.
I was still in bed.
But you got yourself ready reasonably quick.
Well.
Which is good.
Yeah.
So we're going to go check out Metro 2033.
Now, I've played Traffic Department 2142.
Okay. I was thinking it sounds like the taking of Pelham 123 or whatever it is, that bad movie with John Travolta in it.
And Denzel Washington.
Yes.
Is it bad?
Well, it looks shit.
Really?
Yeah. I don't care about some people on a train. It's like, there's a bomb on the bus.
Oh, the standard Brian apathy.
What? Everything relates back to how bad speed is?
No, everything just like, I'm just not interested in X.
I'm interested in lots of stuff. Like, no, but Metro, I mean, I saw the video and the video looked interesting, the preview. What are those? Trailer. Yeah, trailer.
Those things.
But yeah. It did look a little soulless, you know? Like, it was just another shooter.
Metro or Pelham? Okay.
Metro.
Right.
Yeah. So what's traffic?
Traffic Department 2142.
Yeah.
It's like a top-down game where you play as a car and you're just shooting everything that's on the streets.
Sweet.
So
it's going to be like that? It's a shooter, right? First person.
Yeah, so no.
That'd be pretty cool, though.
Yeah. I think it was like the whole the story was played out in cutscenes, and like, I know you're like really interested in playing it now, but spoiler, the girl that you play as kind of dies and then is brought back as part robot.
Sweet.
It's kind of awesome.
So that's, you say that as a spoiler, I would call it an encourager.
Yeah. But the gameplay remains the same, and I think that's sort of good.
You know what? To an homage to that game, the Button Masher Mobile, aka the box,
sitting in Newcastle.
Is gonna get some guns.
Really?
Yeah, machine guns or flamethrowers? What do you think?
Flamethrowers.
Flamethrowers. Yeah. We're just gonna get some flamethrowers on the box.
Good.
Also, if anyone has any ideas for personalized plates.
BTTMSH.
Button mash.
Yeah.
I was thinking mash it. But
that's pretty good.
But that looks like my
Gina,
shit.
Gina sent me a text to say that he saw a number plate which said, It's a me.
And that's classy.
We decided that was pretty awesome. Yeah, so traffic. Yep. No, not traffic.
Metro. Yeah, is it PC or 360 as well?
I'm pretty sure it's 360 as well.
Okay.
But I got this feeling that they're going to show us a PC version.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Maybe they'll do it up on the 360. Anyway, well, it'll be interesting to see, and I know some people are interested in it, so...
It's kind of like Russian and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. So it might be like Stalker, you know?
Well, it's not developed by Russians, is it?
I think it might be.
Really? Because then you know it's going to be crazy.
Crazy can sometimes be good.
Yeah, no.
Czechoslovakian.
What's the latest Czechoslovakian game?
Czech 2K. They're probably the most prolific.
All right.
Publishing team from Czechoslovakia.
Huh.
Developer. Anyway,
right,
it's still far too early.